salt brine. Salt, you pack it down in salt brine, they call it. We put away quite a bit that away.
When meat gets sort of green, begins to smell, you say
it's tainted. Mm-hmm. Spoiling or tainted.
Mm-hmm. When it's tainted, is it spoiled?
It's tainted, it's spoiled right around the bone and fixing to spoil. It's, in other words, if you just taint it a little around the bone, you can take the bone out and cut a little out back and save it sometimes.
Mm.
Maybe the next day it's spoiled.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get it at the right time.
Right time, you gotta get it out.
How about butter when that's too old to use? What do you say that is?
Well, it's too much age or too agey, or butter's no good, which that happens very often with your homemade butter. In other words, it'll stay out of the icebox today. It's old butter tomorrow. Uh-huh. Can't hardly eat it. I don't know, just old butter is what we call it.
We don't have that trouble around our house. We eat oleo. Miserable.
Well, we buy oleo quite a bit, although right now, we don't eat much of that home butter. Just a little breakfast, I know. We have oleo. I like oleo very well.
See? We've been eating that is made out of corn oil, I guess. We like that quite a bit. That is, as far as oleo goes.
I wouldn't know what the other. I believe that's
Fleischmann's or something like that.
You know, vegetable. I don't know. She buys different kinds when we use it. I couldn't tell one much better. I like the cream of the oleo pretty good.
What do you call milk when it's just starting to turn sour?
Blink, getting blinky, I believe.
And a little past that, when it starts to get thick?
Buttermilk or sour milk? Sour milk. Clabber milk.
Clabber milk?
Yeah, it goes into what I call clabber milk.
And then, is this clabber milk ever put in a cheesecloth thing or a sack and hung up?
Make us cottage cheese. I think my grandmother used to do a lot of that.
What did you call that as a boy?
Homemade cheese. Pressed cheese, homemade cheese.